Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today we will be making a delicious Indian meal. Magical Mutter Paneer with delicious basmati rice.
That is correct. So, for a Mutter Paneer is a popular Indian dish served in many of the restaurants and many of the kitchens throughout the world. So, Mutter means green peas. And paneer is a Indian cottage cheese. Instead of Indian cottage cheese, we're going to replace it with tofu. So the ingredients we need for a mutter paneer dish is the tomatoes. It's about 5 or 6. We have sea salt. We have chili powder, cumin powder, garam masala, cumin seeds, turmeric powder, green peas, organic green peas, chili, bay leaves are optional, onions, we've already cut them, and garlic and ginger paste. We also have the cilantro leaves and plain soy yogurt for garnishment. Okay, so let's get started. We need to cut the tomatoes, and if you would cut the tofu for me in cubes, that would be great. These are ripe red tomatoes. They're vine tomatoes. They're wonderful in taste. You can just eat them just like that. With these tomatoes, we like to make a savory tomato sauce for our mutter paneer dish. And that's why it's best to use the ripest tomatoes. And they don't have to be a particular size. You want me to help you with that?
I got it.
Okay. With the fresh tomatoes, this dish tastes wonderful. Although for optional purposes, you can use the canned tomato sauce as well. She's doing a great job. I think she's trained already. Okay, I've got my tomatoes chopped here already, diced. I'm gonna go ahead and do the stir fry. Alrighty, let's turn this on. Put it in a medium. Get the pan warmed up here. We'll put about 2 tablespoons of olive oil. And we'll add the onions to it. Now there's a lot more other ingredients you can add to this dish, but it's your choice what you like to put in or use as an ingredient. But these are the basic ingredients to make this wonderful dish. Okay. The onions are already transparent, so I'm going to go ahead and add the tomatoes to this. There we go. It's a wonderful dish. I really like it. It's very popular. It's just looking wonderful. Look how nice those tomatoes are, right?
Yes.
They look great. Okay, let's go ahead and add a little bit of salt to this and a little bit of turmeric. I'm just going to add about 1/2 teaspoon because the turmeric is really strong, very vibrant color, so you don't need a lot of it, just enough to give it just a tad of color. Okay, and we can put 1 tablespoon of sea salt. And of course salt is according to your taste. If you like it more salty, more savory, then you can add more salt to it. Okay, let me turn it up just a little bit higher. So, see, as you can see, the tomatoes are already turning the color. In the meantime, I have already started our fragrant, delicious basmati rice cooking in the back over here. So it's about 1 cup of rice with 2 cups of water with a little salt, and we'll serve that with this wonderful dish.
we're gonna go pick some fresh vegetables in the garden. Be right back. Welcome back.
Okay, we're continuing on with our Mutter Paneer dish. We've already cooked the tomatoes and they've already gotten soft. So we're going to go ahead and do a quick blender to make it a puree. Okay, that should be good.
You still want it kind of chunky, right?
Slightly, but more like a paste, so it's a tomato sauce. We got about a tablespoon of olive oil and turn up the stove. All right, now we're going to start with our cumin seeds. We're going to temper them a little bit.
So just like a few sprinkles of it, not too much?
Yeah, not too much is fine. This is perfect.
Because they're going to like pop, right?
Right, but they won't pop out like mustard seed does.
Yeah.
But they'll stay in, and the way you know they're done is they'll turn slightly brown. Mm-hmm. And you will see them move around in the oil. So as we can see that already. Just move around just a little bit here, get an even temperature all through the pan here. There we go. Okay, they've turned brown and you can all smell the fragrance. Now we're going to go ahead and add our tomato sauce mixture.
Still steaming hot.
Yeah. There we go. I want to turn it down just a little bit more. There we go. That's a nice red tomato sauce, isn't it?
Kind of orange.
Yeah, because it's a fresh tomatoes. That's why it looks orange. You can stir it if you like.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and add a couple of the green chilies, fresh chilies that we picked from the garden. So while it's stirring, I'm gonna go ahead and add some of the ingredients. All right, we got some cumin powder here and some garam masala. I'm taking about half a tablespoon of each of the ingredients. But of course, if you like more of one of the flavors, you can always include more. Right? And since we put the green chilies, fresh ones, and they were very spicy from our garden, I'm only just going to put enough of the red chili powder to give it that little color.
It is smelling you can so smell that. Good. It is
smelling. All right. Let's add a little bit of salt.
I wish you could smell it. It smells really, really good.
Okay. And the garlic and ginger paste. Now we have some frozen organic green peas here, which we'll add to our sauce.
We'll add the mutter part.
The mutter part, exactly. You're very smart.
Thank you.
Okay, that looks wonderful. Look at that red and green color, right?
Yeah, they're opposite colors, so yeah. It really...
The contrasting colors.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
Okay. All right, why don't we go ahead and move the pan and sauce and let it cook in the background. We'll go ahead and stir fry our tofu in the meantime. Let's go ahead and get the tofu started. Let me turn it up a little bit. Okay. I think this is warm enough. We'll go ahead and add a little bit of olive oil.
Do you want to switch places with me?
That's okay. You'll be fine. I won't slash you. We'll use the lid to cover it, okay?
Okay. Oh, that's all right. I'm fine.
Here you go. I'll let you saute it.
Thank you.
All right. going to turn it up a little bit higher so the tofu can start getting a little bit golden brown.
Frying?
Yeah, almost like frying. But once it turns golden brown, we can go ahead and put it in our seasoning, our tomato sauce and peas, our mutter, to final the mutter paneer dish. You did a great job on cubing those tofu.
Thank you.
Bay leaves are optional. You don't need them, but it does give a great flavor to it, to our dish. And we can just add it to our tomato sauce dish. You can also add this at the time of the tempering, which gives a good flavor as well. Okay. How's that going?
Good.
That's it. Okay. That is cooking wonderful, huh?
Yep.
Looks like it's kind of getting brown. Wow, look at that. I love tofu. We can make so many dishes with tofu, isn't it?
Yes, you can.
What are your favorite dishes with tofu?
I think this is probably one of my favorite with it.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay, looks like it's cooked and turned brown already. The tofu is pretty firm. And this is what Indian cottage cheese looks like. So it's the same texture. It's a wonderful
replacement,
yes, and wonderful vegan dish. And we'll go ahead and add our tofu in there. So may I use that? And we just used a half a block of the tofu. If you prefer more tofu, then you can certainly add more to that. Let the tofu absorb all the spices and flavoring to it.
So like when you bite into the tofu, you can kind of taste the juices of it?
Yeah, that's about right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great flavor. We didn't need to use the paprika, but if your tomatoes are not red, and you want the red coloring to your mutter paneer dish, you can certainly use paprika. It'll give you a little color to that. And the garam masala is the blend of spices that is used for mutter paneer dish and a lot of the Indian cooking. Okay, looks like that is going well. Let's go ahead and I think it's time to serve.
Yum.
Yeah, let's turn it off.
This is my favorite part, getting to try the dish.
You want to hand me those plates? I'll get you some rice here. We've got fragrant basmati rice. Here we have the basmati rice. All you need to do is let it boil and cover it, and it cooks by itself, and it stands up like this.
That's how you know it's when it's ready?
Yeah. And once you turn off the stove and let it cook in the steam, it just cooks by itself. You don't need a lot of looking over. Okay, so let me serve you some. I'm going to serve it over the basmati rice here. I'm going to take a little taste.
The rice, you can even smell it. It smells
very
really
fragrant.
Good.
Very fragrant. I'm going to serve the dish. It's looking wonderful. Okay. On this, we can individually serve the cilantro leaves, or you can just put it over the dish.
And we can do the same with the soy yogurt?
Yeah, with soy yogurt, same thing. You want to sprinkle some on top?
Sure.
That looks such a wonderful color, isn't it?
Really, really good.
Okay. Now, with the soy yogurt, if you prefer, you can just dab it on top of the dish as a part of the garnishment, or just serve it over your main dish, over the main plate. That is looking wonderful. I just know you're gonna like it.
So can I try?
Sure, go ahead. Just be careful, it'll be a little bit warm. We've got all wonderful colors, the white, red, green, the tofu color. It is a little hot, isn't it?
Very. That is so good. Really, really good. When you get the ingredients, please do this dish. You and your family will really, really like it.
It's a great dish. Our marvelous, magical matcha paneer dish with basmati rice.
Thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We hope to see you next time. Bye!
Bye. Thank you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.